The items on this side of the tape are the results of recent experiments in recording actual rituals of invocation and evocation. It is likely that further experiment with recording of what occurs during these altered states of consciousness will be carried out. As regards this material, no claims are made concerning any utterance by any purported entity. They are simply an unedited record which may be of unique interest to historians or students of magic. The first ritual, called Mass of Chaos B, is performed in concordance with the published version in Peter Carroll's book Psychonaut. During the ritual, the entity, Baphomet, is invoked through the material basis of one of the participants, and a libation, in this case of spring water, is charged and shared. The second ritual is an attempt closely to reproduce the evocation of Charonzon using Dr. John Dee's Enochian call of the 10th ether. This working was performed, somewhat disastrously, by Crowley and Newberg at Boussada in the Algerian desert in December 1909, and to our best knowledge had not been repeated until this tape was made. It is our view that the historical interest value of the material outweighs the recording quality. The third ritual is, we believe, the first attempt to evoke one of the supernal entities of chaos into something approaching a studio environment. Tiamat, the Babylonian serpent deity of chaos, is manifested by one of the participants using a self-developed auto-evocative technique. As well as formal questions, the unedited tape includes some dialogue between the entity and the Frater sound engineer, during which Tiamat can be heard swatting at a microphone. We are open-minded about the cerebral processes involved in invocation and evocation, but we feel it is an area of experience which demands further research. We would point out that the participants in the rituals on the tape have many years of experience of similar workings, and we do not recommend entity evocations to be an ideal starting point for beginners. Separation from the entity is achieved successfully and included on each of the taped workings, so it is unlikely, in our view, that any deleterious effect should result simply from listening to the tape. The following material is provided on the merits of its historical interest, and if you feel you might be disturbed by listening to it, now is the time to switch off the machine. If anything you hear makes you feel uncomfortable, we suggest playing to the end of the ritual in question and following either with the chaos banishing at the end of this side or the golden dawn banishing on side one of the tape. Relax and enjoy.